Steve is the owner director of a fairly new gallery here in Hudson called Gallery Gree, which is at 621 Warren Street.
That's G-R-I-S, Gree.
Gree, as in Gree. And Christopher Sharples is a photographer, and there's going to be an opening of his work at the gallery on Saturday evening. And I think a lot of people will be interested in this, in your work, Chris, because it's photographs of the Universal Atlas cement plant, now abandoned, I assume.
Now, was the Universal Atlas is not the same as the St. Lawrence?
No, it is not. It apparently there were two or three at one time cement plants. I don't know if they were operating at the same time in the area or not.
I believe that it was bought up by St. Lawrence at a certain point.
I think everything was bought up by St. Lawrence at a certain point. That was Steve talking. So Steve, tell us how you happened to find these photographs and be attracted to them.
Christopher and I share a friend Lawrence Fox, and visiting Lawrence at a certain point, I had seen a photograph of Christopher's, and it coincided pretty much at the opening of the gallery, and as I was thinking about shows to schedule, he then sent me a few more photographs to look at, and then we decided to have a show, and his work is incredible.
And you, Christopher, were driving along and saw this plant and decided you'd
I came out to visit my friend Lawrence in Ancramdale, and we drove over to Hudson because he said there were a lot of antique shops here, which is his line of business. And on the way, I saw the cement factory, and I thought, wow, it looks really interesting. And I asked him to pull over, and I spent maybe 3 or 4 hours there. And I love a place like that because, anywhere you look, there's literally, lots of drawing. I look for drawings, really. They're not literally drawings, but I look for the same patterns as I would when I draw. And I just found it a very rich sort of seam of images. And I didn't really develop them until I got back to Wales, where I live in the UK. And it was several months later that I started, I had 400 or 500 shots, and I started looking through them, and I thought, oh wow, I really like some of these.
Now you say you develop, so you work on film?
No, sorry, I use digital, but I use it like a darkroom, but it's, there's a lot of people sort of saying, is it the same? But I loved it when digital came along, because basically it freed me to be able to, rather than go to a lab and say, can you, blow this up and be disappointed, I now have complete control over it, so I'm for me, it's a great thing, really. But I don't fiddle with them. I don't really change the pictures. I hope to sort of capture what I see, and then I'm just trying to optimize it, just the way you would in a darkroom.
And what kind of equipment do you use? Is it 35mm?
Every couple of years, Nikon comes out with a better camera. So at the moment, I use, I go for as many megapixels as I can. So that means I can maybe get a bigger print if I need it. And then the other camera I have, because I also do a lot of other people's work, maybe make prints from their paintings, or there's a whole lot of work that sprung up from this. I have a friend who does huge sheets of cast glass, and when we photographed them, we realized that, he had actually sort of like, they looked like etchings. So anyway, for that sort of work, I use a Hasselblad, which is quite an expensive bit of, okay. So
and
I have two.
Make a digital back now.
It's a digital back, yeah. But I really love the Nikon. The Hasselblad's quite hard work to use, whereas the Nikon is great. You can, all those ones I took at the cement factory, they're on handheld in quite dark conditions, and I'm still able to get a very big print out of a few of the images. So, yeah.
I don't want to get you into any trouble, but did you trespass or just kind of sneak in and?
Well, I was wondering about that today. I was thinking, did we actually trespass? But no one. There were people around there, and they saw us go in. So I'm hoping they're not too upset by it. Really, it's an innocent trespass, I think.
Where is it exactly, Richard? Maybe you know some landmarks. It's on Route 9. Where?
Well, isn't it not very far out of town, right?
No, right. It's technically in Greenport, and it's on. Right before the stoplight.
And there are old silos still standing.
Yes. Lots of towers, yeah. And I liked it inside because a lot of the cement was sort of covering everything, so it was almost like a, it gave a nice sort of, I don't know, patina to the whole place. Yeah.
Some of that patina is on the windows of my house because apparently when it's like etched glass, makes it a little cloudy. Apparently when the cement plants were in operation around here, the cement would fall. It was good for the gardens, apparently, but bad for automobiles. And people used to have to wash their cars with vinegar, apparently. Yeah, it was quite something. So it's a good thing and sometimes not a bad thing.
I didn't have to wash my camera in vinegar.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
How much time did you actually spend taking making the shots?
The way I work, I isolate a few that I like and I keep coming back to them. I've learned not to just print out the first ones I want because the paper is quite expensive. So sometimes they come quite quickly, and then other times I might spend a couple of weeks, take it out, look at it, tweak it a bit, put it back in, and then, you know, when I feel ready, then I'll print it. So,
and do you print them all the same size?
No, some, it depends on the quality of the shot sometimes, and also the image. Some don't really lend themselves to going big. Steve actually said that he really liked this particular shot, which is called a green room. And when they asked me, was it big? I said, no, I don't think it can go big. But actually, I printed it, and it's really nice. I was quite surprised. So,
and so we're talking big or a little, what do we mean?
Well, the small ones, literally the overall size is 2 foot square, and the big ones are like 42 inch square. But the image size is a bit smaller because there's a bit of white around the images. So.
And also, we should mention that these are part of the exhibit. There is a lot of work that covers different areas, some sort of textural photographs that are sort of surface related, and also some industrial sites and everyday objects. And I think the incredible thing when Chris talks about his drawings is that you really get that feeling when you look at the photographs because of the composition and also his use of color. I mean, they're quite beautiful.
May I say something? When I draw in pencil, and I always used to find it very, very hard to use color. And photography for me is a way of bringing color into a sort of drawing, like, you know, I look for patterns that I would maybe when I draw. And it also gets me out because sometimes I get a little sleepy when I'm drawing. You know, it's quite a sort of sedentary thing. So I quite like getting out with the camera, and some days nothing, some days you just hit a place and you lose yourself there, and it's great. You know. And the cement factory is one of those. But there are a lot of different places in the in the pictures of the show, so it's not just the cement factory, there's a few.
Oh, I see. It's
Did you go to the cement plant only once? I mean, the photos that are in the show from the cement plant was from one shooting, to speak?
But I'd like to go back, because there are a few that were slightly out of focus, and I'd be, trespassing notwithstanding again. Maybe I could go in again.
I don't know who owns the property right now, but so it'd be hard to know who to ask permission of. I think you could just probably go back.
Can I
go back? Sure. Okay. No, I'm an elected official. I think I better not. But Steve, tell us more about what you're trying to achieve with the gallery and how you came to open it.
Well, we opened the gallery at the end of July, and Chris will be our third show. And it sort of came about because I sort of have a passion for art and collect contemporary painting. And it's an idea that we had for a long time. And so we finally opened it, and we're sort of doing one-person shows, so you get a real feeling of the work of an individual. And it's brought back people that I've known and people that it's been a very nice experience so far.
What about you, Christopher? You come often to?
Not very often, no. We're a long way away. But I come and see, he's a very good friend of mine, Lawrence, so we come, every couple of years I might come over. I find New York a little bit, I live on a mountain in West Wales where very close to where the stones for Stonehenge come from. So I live down a mile track, and when I come to New York, I find it a little hectic. So he says, well, I better take you up to the country. You'll like it more up there, and I do.
And he was very impressed by the length of Warren Street.
Yeah. I know it's not Wild West, but to me it's like I've never seen such a long street. So it's like a Wild West town, but in the east.
It's about a mile long. You should come back for winter walk when all the traffic is stopped and people are just walking in the street, thousands of people.
Really?
Yes. December 1st.
What's the population here?
The population is about 6,500, I think, or maybe it's a little down from that. But people come from all over to attend this event. Yeah, they love walking in the street for some reason. Teenagers especially can sort of defy authority and walk in the middle of the street.
Would you be walking?
Of course. Okay. And there'll be live reindeer and all kinds of things.
Live reindeer?
Yes,
wow.
Yes. So
Ellen
do come
has
back.
Has been known to go by golf cart.
Well, yes, I have a certain privilege, the privilege of age I'm beginning to think. At any rate, we hope we'll see you again.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Oh, pleasure to have you.
And Steve, great. Anything else you want to tell us about what your next show might be?
Well, or? The next show is actually a painting show, and it is a man named Ken Bueller, and he is a professor at Bard College and teaches at the master's program. And it's going to be a very, very nice show, prints and watercolors and paintings.
And these photographs will be up for how long?
These are up until the, we're maybe looking at the card right now. They are up until November 28th.
Right.
And the opening reception is this Saturday from 6 to 8.
Yes.
Oh, I did want to say one other thing, that if people are out gallery hopping, another reason to come to your show is that right next door at McDerris Fine Art is an exhibition of sculptures, I gather, by Bernard Williams. So, you know, another reason to be out on Warren
really nice
Street
work.
On Saturday night. Watch out for the spooks and the goblins, though.
Exactly. Or you can come in costume also.
Well, you know, there's a Halloween parade that starts at 5 o'clock at 7th Street.
Would
so
be on the golf court again?
Who knows?
And then also, doesn't Helsinki have a Halloween?
Yes, yep. There's lots of Halloween on Saturday okay. night. I'll be in costume. You won't recognize me. Richard's coming as a teenager, we've decided.
Ellen has decided. I don't know what that means.
I look forward to that.
Thank you so much for coming
thank
in,
you
both
very
of
much.
You.
Thank you for having us.
And now a little music.